So we had a great keynote this morning. I thought it was amazing. So now we're going to go into some of the sessions. So I'll warn you right now that I was told that under no circumstances should I A, do a live code demo, and B, not cry and sit in a corner, and C, also try and make it as interesting as possible. So I definitely failed on part one because I'm going to do a live code demo for the whole session. Things will go wrong. I'll warn you now, as always, the rule is try and use as much beta stuff as possible to try and make this as exciting and as nerve-wracking for me as possible. So if I start getting emotional on stage because things don't work, guys, help me out here. If you see me type something wrong, I'm relying on my friends here to also shout out. And of course, the main thing here is, as you know, if you like something, cheer, be excited about this. Tweet, hashtag BuildTour, hashtag Canada. Show people what you really like, and hopefully we'll have a great session. So, to keep my manager happy, I did say I'd do one slide at least, just so it feels like it's a session here. So I want to talk to you a bit about Xamarin now. So you saw earlier on today when I was demonstrating the My Driving application, we had three different heads. So your iOS, your Android, and your Windows. Well, this is just a quick slide briefly explaining how that all works. So the key thing about Xamarin application is we're trying to make sure that as C-sharp developers, by the way, how many C-sharp developers do we have in the audience? That's the number I like. See, out of interest, how many iOS developers do we have? All right. Android? Okay. Cool. This is pretty good. How many XAML guys do we have as well, by the way? Okay. Great. So the key thing here is, as C-sharp developers, we want to try and make sure that you get the best return on investment for the knowledge that you already know. To try and learn as little as possible to at least get you as far as you possibly can before you need to start learning new things to take advantage of that skill set. So here we have the shared code. The shared code is basically all your business logic, your DTOs, all the usual places where you'd write things that help your application run, but not necessarily the UI layer, because that's unique per platform. So that brings me on to the next bit. So every application, once it's got its rich business layer, has a thin user interface layer. The idea of this layer is to make sure the application behaves like you'd expect it to on its corresponding platform. So this might be a live tile on Windows, for example. And the final thing is native APIs. So sometimes there'll be places where actually it's no longer business logic. You might want to try and get hold of some of the native APIs that may be Bluetooth or maybe GPS. So what I'm going to try and do today is show you some of the magic that we can do with Xamarin to at least get you as far as possible building an app. So now, of course, as I said, this is a live code demo, so please be kind. And let's start off by getting into my favorite IDE, Visual Studio. All right. So I wasn't joking when I said I was going to do a file new project. So the first thing you need to do, as always, is file new project. Now, in this case, I want to do C-sharp, my preferred language of choice. And I'm going to go cross-platform and a blank app. This is basically just going to say it's a Xamarin-based application. As you can tell, I've had a few practices of this, but doesn't mean that it's going to be as smooth as we hope. So I'm going to go application 15, because that's just such a great name. So here we go. So what's going to happen now is you'll see it's going to create various heads for this project. So we're going to see the three that we talked about earlier. So I'm just going to drop that behind. So you can see we've got our shared business logic. You can also see that here we have some of the other few cool things here. So we've got like my Droid application, my iOS. And it also has a Windows Phone 8.1 application. Now in this case, you know what? I'm actually going to say I'm not going to build the 8.1 application in this case, because I'm all about the UWP, right? And that's what we're all about today. So I'm going to go here. I'm going to say, cool, I want a Windows, universal. And we'll say a blank UWP. So I'm going to call it at 15 to keep consistent, UWP. OK, select the platform. Now, what I want to do here is, as you probably gather, I do a lot of traveling because of the build tour. And I've started realizing that I never document where I go. I never remember where I've been. Well, short term I do. I remember what I did yesterday. But the idea here is I just want an app that allows me to sort of work out where I am and then maybe just pin it later and save all the information. So as I'm traveling, it'll remember, hey, you went here, 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 and I can document it. The aim is to try and get to 50 countries by 50. Let's see if I can achieve that right. So here I have my application. So I think the first thing I need to do to make sure I can get my shared business logic. So you'll see here I've got my portable code here. So it's called my class. Now, I'm going to rename this to point of interest. Okay. So Visual Studio, being great, is saying, hey, you know what? You should make the class name and the file name the same. I'm going to remove all this. So I didn't obviously, when I said a live code demo, I didn't want you all watching me type. It makes me kind of nervous. So what I've done here is I've just got some code snippets here to help us get along the way. So this is a clear point of interest where I've got my name of the location, the latitude, the longitude. We've got a few things here. So obviously, we're using the lovely async await. And we're using collection, so I'm going to add those namespaces in. And you can see here I've got a global async list. Now, one of the things I've done here is, for demonstration purposes, is I've actually already hard-coded in some of the values, so Paris and obviously Seattle, that's where I live. And I've just put some of those values in. Now, what I'm also doing is I'm actually going to use some inversion of control. So what this basically means is this is shared logic across all my platforms, but every platform is going to do something different to return me my latitude and longitude. So I need to make sure I abstract that out from my code. So what it's going to do is it's going to call this particular function, this getCurrentPoA async. It's going to check to see if it's not null. And if it's not null, it's going to take whatever I retrieve back from it, so in this case, a point of interest, and it's going to add it to that list. And then as we build the application, you'll start to see how this comes alive. So far, so good. So I'm just going to quickly rebuild that. So the one thing I want to do is I'm going to start with my favorite platform, so UWP. And what I want to do here is I'm going to go to my main page. And so I'm going to remove the designer. I'm going to go straight into XAML. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to add some XAML here. So what does this do? So as most of you XAML developers are very familiar, it's a simple grid. I have two rows. I have a list view. And in that list view, what I'm doing is I'm binding to some data. And in that data, I'm going to show basically a data template, which is going to show the text of a location, so in this case, the name. And then I'm also going to add a map control. Now, as you can see, it's probably glowing a bit blue there because I need to have the namespace there. Do we have some ultimate UWP geeks that remember the namespace for this? Nope. No one? All right, let me try and help you out. So I'm going to say using Windows XAML. Now I'm trying to remember it. Failing that, I do have a backup, so we're all good. Toronto, shame on you. You let me suffer in silence. What? What did I tell you at the start? We're meant to be friends. All right, never mind. Maybe we're still not at that friendship level. By the end of this talk, we will be. Okay, so the next thing I need to do is I need to now say, okay, now I've got my UI built. I need to give it some logic, right? So I'm going to override on Navigated 2. I'm just going to put in some code here. So I'm going to add in my data source. So as you guys can see, it's a basic thing where I'm just checking for an item clicked on the list view, and then I'm going to fire an event. The other thing I'm going to do here is I've got a data source, and that's actually calling my POI interest. So this is my shared logic, remember earlier on? And I'm going to say, get me my global list async. Once I've got that list, I'm going to bind it to the item source of that particular list view. And then I've got this move to, which is basically going to tell the map that if a user selects something, then this is the place you want to go. By default, I'm going to start with the first item. And then I've just got some map styling just to make it look pretty. I like to think I'm a bit of a designer, but really, as you'll see from my development skills in a minute, my design skills are terrible. So the next thing I need to do is let's add some events in here. So this is just basically making sure that my POI list and my move to is populated. So I'm just going to add those namespaces in. Now, interesting here, what Visual Studio is doing is saying, hey, don't forget, you're using point of interest. This is in your shared assembly, your portable class library. So you need to make sure you have the reference. I'm going to do that. And there we go, that's added. And here you can see what I'm just doing is when the item's clicked, I just move to POI. Move to POI creates a basic geoposition. So this is what the map control uses. It selects the latitude and longitude. And then I just say to the map, hey, based on this location, just try and find me the best fit you possibly can. And the map will then try and sort that out for me. Now, interesting, some of you probably noticed that. I've got a squiggly line on the await. So does anyone know what I need to do to remove that await? Squiggle? Can't hear? Someone said it. Yeah, go for it. You're the man. Yeah, async. Oh. There we go. So based on this, I have a general what I need to do. I'm just going to do one last thing here. Now, at this point in time, all I've done is I've just pulled the hard-coded list. I haven't actually done the inversion of control. I haven't said, hey, Windows, go and use the GPS on your device and tell me where am I. So I'm just going to add this get POI async. Oh, in the wrong place. I'm going to do that just here. So what I have here is a Lambda expression. And I'm just basically calling out, saying to Windows, hey, what I want you to do now is using the geolocator, which is the GPS control for Windows, say, go and get me my geoposition. And then based on that, I just want you to go and add a new point of information with the information of the name and the latitude and the longitude. So we're almost there. We've almost built a UWP app that does something. The final thing I need to do is I actually need to go to the package manifest. And what I need to say is that because I am using GPS, I need to make sure that location is enabled for this capability on this app. So I'm going to save that. So this is going to be the first F5 moment of the session. If this works, guys, this is at least one round of applause. I'm just trying to preempt it just in case. All right, here we go. So I'm going to say x86 because it's a... That's it. Looks like I've already cut it up. Oh. Well, the great thing about UWP is it also works on the desktop. Not what I was targeting. Let me see if I can go. We'll do that again. So the first thing you notice is because I asked for the capability and I'm now using the GPS, it's saying, hey, would you like to access the location? I'm going to say yes. So if you get motion sickness, you probably want to turn away right about now. So see here, that's Paris, and there's Seattle. And just where I am right now. So what you're probably noticing is, well, Shen, you're not in Redmond. You're in Toronto, right? And that's because we have this great feature on the emulator where I can say where my live position is. So I'm just going to say Toronto. I'm just going to click about there. Great. So now when I go back, maybe not. Let's do a restart. It's a live code demo, guys. Come on, seriously. All right, here we go. One more time. Come on, just tell me where I am. Hey, I'm in Toronto. Fantastic. All right, so the good news is one down. Technically, it's UWP, so it's more than one down. It's quite a few down. Two more to go. So the next one I want to do is Android. So I'm going to set this as my starter project so I don't forget. So similar to your C# XAML, Android also have something very similar. So they have something in their resources layout. It's called AXML, like I said, XAML, but not quite. I'm going to open this up. And the great thing here is Visual Studio's Designer is already compatible with this. So if you're an Android developer, you'll be very familiar with some of this. Now, while that quickly just loads up, you can see they already give you like a very basic sort of hello world. Let's see if I can zoom in a bit. Oh, too much. So I've got a hello world click me. You know, I'm not interested in this because we're going to do something way more cooler. So I'm going to add a table. Oh, actually, yeah, let's do a list for you. I want to show you something slightly different with Android because Android has a notion of intents. It's similar to application protocol. You know how we do protocol execution on Windows? It's a very similar process. Well, rather than have the map control inside, I'm now going to show you something slightly different because I want my Android experience to also be different, just so it's something good for those guys. Where I'm going to launch the Google Maps app instead because that's their default client. So I'm just going to save that. Now, instead of a XAML CS, they have a main activity. And this is the UI. So the way the Android markup works is it'll say, OK, well, find by view, which is very similar to our XAML find name. I'm just going to quickly initialize the Android device. So what this code really here is doing is saying, hey, I've got a list view, which is the one I put on the UI. I'm now going to find that list view by its name, so list view 1. I'm going to have an event handler, so when every time I click something, very similar to our UWP example, what's going to happen is it's going to say, OK, fire this event. I've got a data source, which is of type of pointer. It's actually a list of point of interest. And then I'm just going to create an adapter. What an adapter is, it's similar to data binding like we have in XAML, but the way that Android works is that you have to go and create your own adapter for this. So I'm just going to quickly create my. And notice what's interesting here is actually these are C-sharp types that you're used to. So I'm not having to remember everything. Cool, so I've got my data source. Go to Visual Studio. Great. So I've got rid of one squiggly. Now, and again, I've got the await, so I need to make sure it's async. That's got rid of that problem. I've got an event handler here. So every time someone clicks on the list item, it's going to make sure it grabs a POI based on that. And notice here, this is the protocol activation I was telling you about. What I'm going to do is I'm going to say the protocol is geo for geolocation. And I'm going to specify the latitude and the longitude. And what's going to happen is Android's going to say, well, if it's a geo protocol, that's not me. OK. So anyway, what it'll then do is if it's got a protocol, it's going to say, OK, well, what apps then use this? And it'll say, OK, well, I think this is the Android application. And then from there, it's going to launch that. So part of a light code demo is not noise, but I get a feeling it's telling me I'm running over. So at this point now, what I want to do is I want to create a POI adapter. This adapter is basically then going to say, great, so now you've got an adapter, now I've got a location, I'm going to create a POI adapter. So what does this adapter do? Well, like I said, it's going to act as a data binding mechanism. What's happening here is it's just using the usual Google sort of base type that we have here, so the Android base adapter. And I'm just going to specify that the type of this should be a point of interest, which is very similar to an observable collection or a point of interest. So now I've got this adapter set up here, and I need to also make sure that we have the similar equivalence of a package manifest change. So part of this package manifest change, I'm now going to go to the, in Android, we have something called assembly info. And in that assembly info, I'm going to drop this in. And what you're going to see here is it's going to, again, give me some squiggly. So Visual Studio is going to be great. It's going to add those in for me. So this is fantastic. Now, again, remember, all I've done at this present moment is the very simple thing of making sure, sorry, annoying me now. So what is, I'm just pulling back that hard-coded information, but I still yet haven't actually gone and said, hey, use my geolocator position. So my next thing now is to say, well, let's start using that. So I'm going to go over here to my main activity again. Yeah. And I'm going to implement an iLocation listener. So this is the interface that's needed for Android. And I'm going to go and say, I won't implement that. Yeah, I'll use that. But I'm not going to implement it just yet because I've actually got some stuff here that will help me. So what we're now going to see here is we've got a point of interest. And we've got some code here that implements that interface. So every time the location changes, what it's now going to do is it's going to take the name, the longitude and latitude, as you would expect. And here, we've just got a few extra bits and pieces that we need to add. But notice something interesting here. I'm using a manual reset event because unlike Windows APIs, they don't have the ability to do the async await. So what I'm now doing is I'm using a manual reset event to almost create a unblocking UI thread. So it's going to wait for this event to fire before it then decides, OK, now is a great time for me to go and carry on executing the remaining code here. So you can see at this point, this is what this set will do. So by default, it's going to wait until this set gets called. So my next thing I'm going to do is this. So this is just initializing the location manager. So as you'd expect, the key thing I need to do here is say, get me the geolocator equivalence on Android. So this is the get system service on location service. From there, I'm going to create criteria. And I want to say the accuracy has got to be fine, because I don't want to be sent, into a different country. I want to be very Acura on to say where I am. It's then going to try and find the available providers that can help me manage that. And then from there, if it does find any, so we'll add the link, what it's then going to do is it's going to pull the first available provider that can help me. And then from there, it's going to keep requesting updates from that particular provider, which will in turn eventually fire off this on-location event changes. So let me go to here, and let's just, oh, I got Mr. Brian here to help me out. It's, I think it's there somewhere.
I know it's a timer in the middle. Okay.
Okay, yeah. They're complaining. They think I'm running long. I think I'm going great. And why are you, what do you guys think? It's going good, right? I mean, I'm doing a live code demo. Who else does this? Yeah, okay. Cool. Thanks. I don't know if that was a pity applause, like the poor guy. He's trying to do a live code demo and he's got beeping noises going off in the background, but I'll take it regardless. So this is the great thing. So at this point now, what I'm doing is I'm using, you know, the Android APIs. Again, what I do here is I say wait one. Thank you. That's fantastic. Yeah. It's okay, guys. It only took you 10 minutes. Okay. So here, what I'm going to do is I'm going to say the get current POI async is going to get called, and then I'm going to call the necessary APIs that's needed for Android. So this is my second moment of where things could go fantastically well, because I'm optimistic, or it could possibly not go too great. So I'm going to open up my VS emulator here. So give it a second. Let's see what happens. Cool. It launched. That's a good start. So remember we said that in this case for Android, I don't want to put the control in. I decided I wanted to use the intent to go and launch that particular Maps application. So in this case, let's just try Seattle. All right. Looking good. That looks like Seattle to me. And then exactly here. Now, remember again that I think, yeah, so if I do this, yeah, so we are actually in Toronto. I didn't recognize any of the street names, so therefore I'm assuming that looks good to you guys. Yeah, okay, close enough. Fantastic. Okay, so I'm two down. I got one more to go, and I've got 7 minutes to do it. So here we go. So the next challenge, iOS. So let's start with the basics here. So I've already connected to my Mac. Now, I've been told a lot that, you know, there are three things you shouldn't work with. It's children, animals, and MacBooks. So hopefully, it's going to connect to my MacBook. And what we're going to see is we're going to see the storyboard. Now, what's interesting about this storyboard is that it's the same sort of designer that Mac developers are already used to. So it should be a very familiar place to them. So fingers crossed, it's going to go out to the machine under the table. And it'll load. All right, it's a good sign. Way, all right. So I'm going to delete the hello world. Now, I'm going to go back to my old model because I think I like the map control and the list view in the same thing. So actually, in their world, they call it a table view. So I'm going to put that in there. And I'm just going to drag that out. I'm going to make that slightly smaller. I'm also going to add a map view to show where we are. All right, we're going to bring that to the end there. I'm a designer, I didn't even know. Look at this. All right. So now there's something interesting. So those people that are Mac designers, they'll see the cool stuff that they do in the designer to make sure it feels like it's at home. So if I click this, now rather than do the horizontal content alignment, the designer actually allows you to drag these pinpoints to say, I want to pin this to the top, I want to pin this to the side. Let me make sure that was the top. Yep. I'm going to pin this to the map control. And same with the map control. What I want to do here is I want to pin it across to the sides and the bottom. The other thing I want to do now is I actually want to give these things a name. So in the spirit of great naming, like App 15, the best app on the planet, I'm now going to call this my table. And this, I'm going to call my map. As you can tell, I'm great with naming conventions. So now I've done my storyboard. Now I need to go to the code behind and now start adding all the code that's required to make that user interface absolutely sing. So let's go in here. So they have some interesting method names, viewDidLoad. So that's a classic method that's used on iOS development. So what I'm going to now do is let's add some of the additional pieces I need. So the first thing we need to do, similar to the POI adapter on Android, I need to now create some sort of source of data binding to my UI with this iOS application. So I'm going to add a class. I'm going to call it TableSource. So when you start doing this, you realize how great it is to have data binding in XAML, right? You just do a binding and you're done. Cool. So here's my table source. I'm going to drag that across. So again, it's using all Apple sort of technology. So you're going to see you've got the UI kit available here. So I'm going to add the UI source. It's going to tell me that that should be fine, actually. I think it just wants the using foundation in there. Cool. Great. So now I have a table source. In general, this is what's happening here. It's saying, OK, well, I want to create some sort of binding engine. So I've got a table view. And the table view is going to bind to this table source. There are some default methods that I have to override. So the rows in section, the current row that's selected, where I call a click event handler and I invoke it. And the final thing here is they have sort of a virtualization. So as part of getting the cell, what I can do is I can dequeue the item from the table view. And I can work out, is there a cell available to me that I can already reuse? If there is no cell that I can reuse, then you know what? Create me a new table cell with a default style, with a default identifier. And then I'm just going to set the text label inside that cell to the item name. In this case, Seattle, Paris, or wherever I am. Cool. So the next thing I need to do is now initialize my data source. So you can see here again, I have to do an async await because I am awaiting a point of interest. So this, again, is only getting my Seattle and Paris. It's not doing a fetch for my current geolocation. I've got an on-source click. So again, when you have your event handler, you can click. And then I'm just going to set the source and reload the data. So the next thing I need to do is add that event handler. Now I've got this event handler. This is going to use CL location coordinate 2D. And this is basically one of the core APIs on iOS devices. And it's just for geolocation again. So what it's going to do is it's going to find my latitude and longitude. And it's just setting that. So when I send it to my map, I can say, these are the coordinates I want you to find. And then what they do is they use like a coordinate span. So they say, rather than Windows, where we sort of say, get me the best fit possible, they have the whole, I want a margin of 0.1 on the latitude and 0.1 on the longitude. So I'm also now I've got sort of the UI wired up. I now actually need to go to the location manager on iOS and say, you know what, I want you to go and find where I am. Oh. And I'll put that in here. So I'm going to use a CL location. Let's put in those date members as well, since we're here. I have this OCD when I start seeing a lot of red squiggles. It hurts my eyes. So I'm going to add that in. So the manual reset event, again, very similar to Android. So here what I'm doing is I'm using the location manager as part of iOS. So I'm using the CL location manager. I'm going to request the information from the user to say, hey, is it OK for me to use GPS on your device? Then from there, I'm going to provide it the usual, you know, if I want any filtering on this or what's the desired accuracy. So here I'm saying 1,000 meters, equivalent to 1 kilometer, I suppose. I've got the event that will keep firing every time it gets a new location. And then the next thing I need to do is just say, OK, now I've specified all my parameters. I need you to start looking and searching for where I currently am. So at that point, it's going to go and call this Lambda expression, where it's going to say, OK, I want you to wait. I want you to wait until we know we've got a location. So how do we know we've got a location? Well, we have that event handler. On that event handler, you'll see here that I have the first thing I do is I stop looking for where I am, because I think I know by now I'm in Toronto. I give it the name and the latitude and longitude, as you'd expect. And then I set the wait event. So at this point now, it will go and make sure that it releases that lock. So we're on the final hurdle, the final step. I need to, as you saw before with all our other applications, we've had to specify in the UWP app the capability in the package manifest. You saw on the Android application, I had to go and specify in the assembly info. Well, on the iOS applications, I need to specify in the info.plist, so I'm just going to use an XML editor. We do have other editors that you can try, but I'm an XML guy. So now I'm just going to add just a few things here. And this is just basically what the user is going to see. So it's going to say, hey, you're about to use location. This will be called blah, blah, blah. Please let me go. All right. So how lucky do I feel? Well, not very lucky, because my Mac disconnected. So we'll try connection. If this works, great. If not, you're going to have to take my word for it that it's amazing. So let's see what happens. We'll let it twirl for a little bit. All right, we'll give it 10 more seconds. By the way, did I mention that the UWP app just worked on the desktop without me having to change any of the UI? Isn't that cool? All right. Oh, that was a connection. Fantastic. I want to say thank you for being with me. Hope it was great. If you have any questions, we'll have Q&A later.